So the Gemara said that the Esrog has Kedusha Shvius in the beginning of Shvius because the Esrog goes like a vegetable when you pluck it. If you pluck it when Shvius started, so it has Kedusha Shvius. And the Lulav, on the other hand, even if it has Kedusha Shvius, we'll see later, but it's only at the end of Shemitah because it depends what year the Chanata is. And obviously a lulav that's ready to be used on Sukkot in the beginning of Shemitah didn't have its Chanata during the Shemitah year. there's a machlokas Rishonim by trees. Which Chanata is significant? You know the trees, the Rosh Hashanah for trees is Shvat, Tu B'Shvat, not Tishrei. So for Meiser, if a tree had Chanata before Tu B'Shvat, then it goes on the year before. After Tu B'Shvat, the Gemara is going to speak about this. Then it has what's it called its year for the next coming year. So by an Esrig, Lechara by Shemitah should be the same thing. It should be dependent on Tu B'Shvat of that year, not Tishrei. So most Rishonim learn that Shemitah is different. Since all the halachas of Shemitah start on Aleph Tishrei, so this is the exception. And all fruit also is dependent, whether it's Shemitah fruit or not, on whether it had Chanata before Aleph Tishrei or Chanata after Aleph Tishrei. Tu B'Shvat is not relevant to Shemitah. But the Rabbeinu Chananel and the Aruch hold that even for Shemitah, Tu B'Shvat is what's significant. So if this tree had Chanata before Tu B'Shvat, it's from last year. And if it's from the year previous year, and if it had Chanata after Tu B'Shvat of that year, then it's from that year. So that's the case. The Gemara here doesn't make sense. Because an Esrig, that was picked after Aleph Tishrei, but Lechara for trees, the halacha is that, that it has to do with Tu B'Shvat, not with Aleph Tishrei. So it should depend if it was picked before Tu B'Shvat or after Tu B'Shvat. No, so they say basically that since the Esrog is different, and Lamaisa it has certain characteristics vegetable, and therefore even though not everybody holds, we'll see in one second that it go after Lakita, some hold you go after Chanata, but even if you go after Chanata, it's not the Chanata of of Tu B'Shvat, it's the Chanata of Tishrei, or the Lakita of Tishrei. And Esrog is an exception. When the Rabbeinu Chanan and the Aruch said that fruit by Shemitah goes after Tu B'Shvat, it's all other fruit, not an Esrog. So they would also agree that an Esrog goes completely after Aleph Tishrei. Okay. Tomorrow says, V'ha bein Rabbi Gamliel, bein Rabbi Elazar, li'in Shvius, Esrog Bosar Chanata Azlina. L'maisa is not true. Both according to Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Gamliel, an Esrig depends on when the Chanata was. And like we said, that even according to these Shitas, the Chanata would be Tishrei, not Tu B'Shvat. Disnan, Esrig Shava Le'ilan B'Gimel Drachin U'Le'Yerek B'Derech Echad. Right? We have a Mishnah that says, an Esrig is similar to a tree in its halachas, in three ways, and to vegetables in one way. Shava Le'ilan B'Gimel Drachin L'Orla L'Rvai L'Shvias. It's like a tree for Orla, that you count it's first of all that Orla applies to it, it's not a vegetable, so the laws of Orla apply, it's a fruit, and for Avai, and that what's it called, that it has a din of Netar Avai, and there's a machlokas, whether Netar Avai or Kerem Avai, whether the fourth year, which you have to redeem the fruit, and or bring it to Yerushalayim to eat, like Maaser Sheni, so does that apply only to a Kerem Avai, or it applies to all fruit trees? So this Man V'Omer holds it applies to all fruit trees and applies to Esrogim too. The halachas of Orla, the first 2 years, is any fruit that's produced is Osir, and the fruit that's produced in the fourth year is Osir to eat until you're poda it or you bring it in Yerushalayim. And for Shvius, and also it's like a tree for Shvius, meaning that you go after Chanata. U'le'yerek b'derech echad, and it's similar to a vegetable in one way, shebashas likitoso isuro, that legabi meiser, when you pluck it, that's when you count the year for Meiser. I'm not sure I'll go into detail what that means. Right, but the year of Meiser is determined by when it's gathered, when it's plucked. So Divrei Rav Gamliel, that's Rav Gamliel. So according to Rav Gamliel, Esrog has a din of a tree, Lagabi Shvius, not like a Yerek. So it doesn't go when you pluck it, it goes when the Chanota was. And here for sure, the Esrog tree's Chanota was in Shishis. So why is it Kodesh Mekdusha Shvius? And Rav Lezer Omer, Esrog Shovel Le'ilan L'chol Dover. He holds an Esrog like a tree for everything. Which means, what's it called, that even for Meiser, you go after Chanota, surely for Shvius. So both according to Rebbe Gamliel and Rebbe Lezer, an Esrog does not go for Shvius when you gather it. The only time that Esrog goes after gathering is according to Rebbe Gamliel for Meiser. But everybody agrees for Shvius it goes after Chanota. So how can an Esrog be Kodesh B'Kedusha Shvius in the beginning of Shvius? And if it's talking about the eighth year, then the Lulav also has Kedusha Shvius. Or it says no. Hu da'omer ki haitana. Right, our Mishnah goes like this: Tana, the Tanya, Amr Rabbi Yosi, Aftulnis Hayid Mishum Chamisha Zekenim. Right, Rabbi Yosi said that Aftulnis was made in the name of five Zekenim. Esrog Acher Lakita LeMeiser, Rabbi Seinu Nimnu Beusha VaAmru Bein LeMeiser Bein LeShvius. That five Zekenim said that Esrog goes when you pluck it for LeMeiser, and the Chachamim argue in Usha, and they said, Bein Lemaiser, Bein Lashvius. It was a Shvius Mandikar Shmei. Who's mentioned Shvius? Right? Where was Shvius brought in that the Chachamim say, Bein Lemaiser, Bein Lashvius? Ksure Mechsura. There's one thing missing from this Braisa, the Hochik Tani. Esrog Acher Lakita Lemaiser, the Acher Chanota Lashvius. The five Zakanim said that Esrog, you go after Lakita, whichever year it was actually harvested. For Meiser, but what determines whether it's a Shemitah Esrog or not is when the Chanota was. And Rabbi Seinu Nimnu Beusha, but the Chachamim in Usha said differently. Va'amru Esrog Vosu Lakita, Bein LeMeiser, Bein LeShvius. Right? Then Esrog goes after Lakita, whether for Meiser or for Shvius. And our Mishnah holds like that, that you determine the year of Meiser and whether it's a Shemitah Esrog or not. By Lakita, not by Chanota. Therefore, our Mishnah holds that an Esrog that was plucked after Rosh Hashanah of Shemitah is a Shemitah Esrog. Hashem ken a Lulav, you go after the Chanota. So it's not a Shemitah Lulav because the Chanota was in the sixth year. Okay, see Rashi. Bein l'Rabbi Elezer, bein l'Rav Gamliel. Tifligu be'esrog l'inyan Meiser. The Rav Gamliel and Rabbi Elezer argue by an Esrog, Legabi Meiser. That's where their machlokas is. Modu v'inyan Shvius, the Bosser Chanota's Linabe. But both of them agree that an Esrog goes after Chanota for what's it called? For Shvius. La Orla, Shanoig Bo Ke'ilin. It's not considered a vegetable, it's considered a tree, and Orla applies to it. First 3 years, the fruit is awesome. The Chain Ravai Noigbo. And so, too, the Halach of Ravai applies to it also. And again, not everybody holds that Ravai applies to all Orla. Only to a Kerem. But this Mandiomer holds that it's Neta Ravai, it applies to all. Anywhere there's Orla, there's also the fourth year, it also applies. Ulishvius, Vazlinim, Beilinim, Shvius, Basa Chanota. And the Rabbi Gamliel holds that you go by an Esrog, Legabe, Shvius also, when the Chanota was. Shebashas, Lekitosu, Isuro, and Rabbi Lezer argues, and what's it called? And Legabe Meiser, though, Rabbi Gamliel says, that it's like a yerek, and whenever it's harvested, that's when the year of Meiser. She'im chonat b'shona shniya, shemas roseha, Meiser rishon, Meiser sheni. The first 2 years of the cycle is Meiser rishon, Meiser sheni. So if the Esrog had chanota in the second year, right, in other words, after Tu B'Shvat of the second year, then it's a second year, what's it called, Esrog, and you have to take off Meiser rishon, Meiser sheni. The Nilkat Bishlishis, Lishmita, even though it was harvested in the third year. But since it had Chanota in the second year, you don't go after the harvesting for Meiser, you go after the Chanota. Shemastrosel, Meiserishon, or Meiseroni, because if you go after the Lakita, it would have to be Meiserishon or Meiseroni, because that's what you do in the third and sixth years. Misasa Kedim, Meiserishis. The Ilu Shari Lano, Shechontu Perosem Bishnia, the Nilkatu Bishlishis, Misasa and Kedin Shnia. Right, all other trees, what's it called, they go after the Chanota, not after the Lakita. In Meiser, Hushvu Esrog LeYerek. And Rav Gamliel holds that when it comes to Meiseris, an Esrog has a din of a Yerek. And the mela, if since it grows, it needs to be irrigated, like vegetables. It doesn't grow like trees just on rainwater. And therefore, the maestris go after lakita. So if it had chanota the second year, after Tu B'Shvat, but you didn't harvest it until the third year, you take the third year maestris, not the second year maestris. The maestr peris o'ilan v'yarokos t'rabanan, or maestr gorin v'yekav d'oraisa. Because all the maestr peris, ho'ilan and yarokos is only d'rabanan. The only thing that's min ha-Torah is gorin v'yekav, which is grapes and olives. That's and wheat, tvua. That's the only thing that maestr is min ha-Torah. Everything else is d'rabanan. With a gorin v'yekav, yalfinim b'rosh ha-shonah, sh'misasar achar ha-shonah, sh'viyu shlish mikroi. We learn from Psukim that when it comes to Gorin the Yekiv, when it comes to Tvua, right, you go after when it grew a third. In what year did it grow a third? Grew a third in the second year Maestras. Grew a third in the third year, that's when, the first third, right, that's the Maestras. V'asmuchu Rabbanan Maestr Divreyam Agorin the Yekiv. And the Rabbanan said that Maestr the Rabbanan, when it comes to Peros or Yerakos, will be similar in some respects to the Maiser Minatora of Gorin the Yekiv. Mad Gorin the Yekiv, Yuchadim Shigdalim Arov Mayim, right? Just like Gorin the Yekiv, meaning Tvua, and what's it called, and grapes and olives, right? Grow on what's it called, Rov Mayim, which means rainwater. If they're able to exist, you don't have to irrigate them. The Hainu Megishamim, Umisrasim Lashonah Sha'avra. And their miser is on the year they grew, not the year that they were gathered. Af kol adelim arov mayim, anything that grows totally on rainwater, doesn't need irrigation, has the same din. Kigon peris ha'ilan, like regular fruit. Hamisasrim l'shon ha'shavra. But there, it's not the shlish that makes a difference, because by a shlish by peris ha'ilan is not significant. Because you can't really tell when it grew a third. And also the fruit grows at different paces, so different fruit on different on the same tree could be a third, not a third. So therefore they made it chanota, which is similar to a third. So it's not exactly the same thing as what the Torah din of a third, but it's similar, that which would apply by trees that's similar to the third. That's chanota. Yotzu Yerakos, however, when they made Meiser by Yerakos min the Rabbanan, they didn't make it similar to Gorin Yekiv. It's not like Gorin Yekiv. Gorin the Yekiv grows on rainwater. And Yerakos, you need to irrigate. Shigdalim al kol mayim, shemisasim l'shon haba. So they have their maaser on the coming year, when they are when they're, what's it called, when they're plucked. And the svara is that anything that grows totally on rainwater, so basically its growth is determined by the rains of the previous year. So whenever it had chanata, you know that it already has its full water supply from the rains up to that point. So that's the year of what's it called. So if it was before Tu B'Shvat of the second year, that means it grew on the rainwater. If it had Charnata before Tu B'Shvat of the second year, that means it's growing from the rains of the first year. So it has Shemais for the first year. If it had Charnata after Tu B'Shvat, then it was growing from the rains of the second year. That's the determination. Masha'in Kane, Yerakos, they need constant rainwater. So they're not growing from the rainwater of the previous year. They're growing every day from the rainwater that you irrigated. So Mela goes from the time that you harvest it. That's when the miser is. And Esrig Nomi Godla Kol Mayim Kiyerek. And an Esrig in that respect is like a vegetable, because it doesn't grow on rainwater. It grows on irrigation. In irrigation. L'chol Dover Afla Miseris. Right, and the Rabbi Lezer argues, and he says that an esrig has the same din as what's it called as a elon, even for maaser. You don't go after when it's harvested; you go after when it is chanot. So Mara says so, both according to Rabbi Lezer and according to Rabbi Leo, but shvius goes according to chanota, not according to lakita. So how does our Mishnah say that an esrig that you pluck in the beginning of Shemitah is a Shemitah esrig? Who the Amar Tanra Masnis and the Makbid esrig, the one who says that the esrig has Kedusha Shvius in the beginning of Shemitah, goes like this, Braisa. The Amar Ki Aitana, Diktani V'Rabosenu Nimnu Ba'usha V'Amru, Esrig Acher Lakita, Bein L'Maiser, Bein L'Shvius. Right, that the Rabosenu of Usha hold that an esrig has a din of a Yeret, both for Maiser and for Shvius. In other words, they hold basically Rav Gamliel and add to Rav Gamliel. Not only for Meiser does it have a din of Yerek, has a din of Yerek even for Shemitah. Okay. The only thing is that there is a Shita, and that's pretty much how we follow also, that even though Yerokos go after when they are harvested, that doesn't really mean when you actually take them out of the ground. It means when they don't need the ground anymore, when they're totally finished growing and they're just sitting in the ground, they're not growing anymore from the ground. So something that totally finished growing before Shemitah, even though you didn't actually pluck it before Shemitah, could be doesn't have Kedusha Shvius. Right? The same thing with Meiser. The Meiser would go for that previous year, even though you didn't actually take it out of the ground until after Rosh Hashanah or after Tu B'Shvat or whatever, or after Rosh Hashanah. Okay. Let's go on. Okay. Taima de lulav bar shisha sanichnus shviyasu. Right? The whole reason why there's no problem with the lulav in our Mishnah is because we're talking about the beginning of Shemitah, where an Esrig has Kedusha Shvius, like we explained, but a lulav doesn't have Kedusha Shvius. But if it would be the next year, Sukkos of the eighth year, where the lulav had Chanata during Shemitah, the lulav also would have Kedusha Shvius. Right? Hosh de Shvius Kodesh. But a lulav that is a lulav of Shvius would be Kodesh. Amai, Eitzim B'almahu. It's not fruit, it's not edible. A lulav is a piece of wood. How could that have Kedusha Shvius? The Eitzim Ein Bohem Mishum Kedusha Shvius. Disnan, Alei Konim, Valei Gefonim, Shigovvam Lechova, Al Pnei Asada, right? If you have, what's it called, reeds, or Gefonim, Alei Gefonim, vines, and you gather them to put them away, right, for the sake of what's it called, Likton Lachila, so they're edible, and they're also used for fuel. So if you gather them to eat, yesh ben mishum kedusha shvius, then they're edible, they're food, and they have kedusha shvius. Liktem la'etzim ain ben mishum kedusha shvius. But if you, since stam, they could be either way. So here it depends on what you think. If you take them for food, then they have kedusha shvius. If you gather them to put away for burning, for fuel, then they don't have kedusha shvius. So you see that something that's not edible, that's only a piece of wood, right? Even though you could be nehenna from it, you could have you could be nehenna from the fuel, it doesn't have kedusha shvius. So a lulav surely is not edible, what it doesn't have kedusha shvius. Where it says Shani Hostam the Omar Kro Lochem La Ochla, Lochem Dumyum de La Ochla. Right? It says that Shemitah should be for you to eat. Anything similar to eating has kedusha shvius, not just eating. Misha Noso Biro Shava. What's similar to eating? That at the time that you use it up, that's when you get the hanah. Okay, yotzu eitzim shanosam achar biurim. Fuel, when you use wood, right? So usually wood you first make coals out of, and then you burn the coals. You don't burn the wood. You control the burning on the wood with a little bit of oxygen, so you make into charcoal. And then you use the charcoals to cook with. Otherwise, you don't have too much time of cooking for burning wood stop. So you make it into coals. So when do you get the hanah? When it's coals. When is it destroyed? When you burn it. So it's not like eating. Eating, at the time that you destroy it, you get the hanah. So anything, that any hanah, that the time that you get the hanah is when it's being destroyed, that Shemitah applies to. And that's the kind of hanoi you can get from Shemitah too. Two things here. One is that Shemitah applies to that, and you can enjoy Shemitah with that kind of hanoi too, if that's what it's made for. Right? Now you can use, we'll see one second, Shemitah things for things that when you destroy them, you get the hanoi out of it. But not for things that the hanoi comes later. Why? Because things the hanoi comes later, basically it's destruction. Right now you're destroying the thing. And it says, la'ochlev lo lehefsid. You can't destroy Shemitah. You're destroying it, you get the hanah later. But right now, it's destruction. But when the destruction and the hanah come together, it's not destruction, that's hanah. Mar says, Va'ika eitzim demashchon danosin ubiurim shavah. L'maisa, there are wood that's used for light. Those you don't make into coal. Those you use as torches. And at the time that it's being destroyed, you get the hanah. So l'chor, that does fit the criteria. Amar Rava, stam eitzim ulahasoka heinom dim. Right? Maisa, most wood is for not for torches, but for heating. Meaning most wood you're going to make into coal, before, or charcoal, before you, what's it called, before you actually use it. And therefore, even the wood that is, what's it called, used for torches is bottle. Wood, therefore, stam wood is used for hasaka. And even if your intention is to use it for torches, Kedusha Shvias doesn't apply to it. You go after what stam wood is, and therefore all wood doesn't have Kedusha Shvias. Rashi, time of the lulav barshishis, kushi. Kolomer le'el omer, dehainu time of the lulav, nikat mishum dov barshishis. Before we said, the reason the lulav is not a problem, because the lulav doesn't have Kedusha Shvias, because it's the beginning of Shemitah. Hush Shvias su'asur. But if it would be the next year, then the lulav also would be a problem. L'chor, that means that a lulav could have Kedusha Shvias. V'nafka mina, shalulav is Shvias, Kedusha Shvias noibo. Shalalikat b'dmeim, cholik v'talis. Then it come out that a lulav has Kedusha Shvias, and you can't buy something with it, except you can only use it for something where the hanah and the beer is at the same time. We'll see one second, the Gemara, well, not one second, we'll see tomorrow or the next day, that would be to use it for a broom. A lulav you could use as a broom, because you get the hanah and the destruction come at the same time. But you couldn't use it to buy a talis or whatever, because you're doing schora with it, and it's not the kind of hanah where you get the hanah at the time that you use it up. Shegavavon, and where do we see that eitzim don't have a din of shemitah? If you have wood that's edible, and it also can be used for fuel. So if you gather it for fuel, it has a din of fuel, and it doesn't have Kedusha Shvias. If you gather it for food, then it does have a din of Kedusha Shvias. Mashma, that wood that's not edible, doesn't have Kedusha Shvias. Shegavon, shekinsom li'otran. You gather them to store away. Lechova, loshen machba. You gather them to hide away, to store up for the winter, whatever. Likton lachila l'maichel behema. If you gather them to feed to your animal, then they have Kedusha Shvias. Right, but if you gather them for fuel, they don't have Kedusha Shvias. More Sashani Hasim, Gabi Atse Hasaka, we're talking about wood that's only fit for fuel, either eating or fuel. Okay, then it doesn't have Kedusha Shvias if it's for fuel. Lahochi lo noagim them Shvias, the Omar Krov, a Hoysa Shabbos Aretz, Lochem Lochla, Umashma Lochem, Lochol Tzorchechem. From Lochem, it would seem that you could use it for anything. Uksiv Liochla, and then it says only to eat. It has to be the kind of hanoah that's similar to achila. And even though from the way Rashi presents it, it would seem to be a klal uprat. Lochem is a klal, and la'ochla is a prat. And klal uprat ain't bechlal ela mashu befrat. Should be only be mutter with eating. But the Rishonim bring down that it's a klal uprat uklal, because there's another pasuk after that that says in general also. So therefore, it's a klal pradu klal. So it's mutter anything similar to eating. What's the criteria? Something where the destruction and the hanoah come at the same time, like eating. What would be included in that? Kigon sicha, something that is made for putting on your body. At the time that you put it on, that's when you get the hanoah. That's when it's destroyed. Shtia, drinking. Hadlaka saner, using it for lighting candles. Right, anything that's made for that you can use. Olive oil is made for eating. It's also made for using for lighting. So you're allowed to use olive oil for Shabbos candles, Shemitah olive oil, because it's hanoah ubiuro biyachad, right? And it's made for that. It's not only made for eating. On the other hand, you couldn't use something that's only made for eating to use for Shabbos candles, because then you're using it for something that's unnatural. But there's a natural use. And it fits the criteria. Umehach drosha nomi alfinan she'en shvias noeg ele bepriha omeid lahanosa alolo. We learn two things from this. One is that something that has Kedusha Shvias can only be used for these kind of hanos, and something that you can use for these kind of hanos has Kedusha Shvias. But something that can't be used for these kind of hanos doesn't have Kedusha Shvias altogether. The hachi nami midrash kra. Anything that you can have hanoah like achila, Kedusha Shvias applies to it. But where the hanoah of that thing is not like achila, then Kedusha Shvias doesn't apply to it. And if it has Kedusha Shvias, you can't use it for that kind of hanoah. That excludes wood that's fit for using as fuel, which that hanah is not like achila. Mishenasu gecholim ofen bohen, because there first you make them into coals and then you use them as fuel. Avalulav ikar hanasu lechaber sabayis, but a lulav lemaisa is not for fuel. What's the main purpose of a lulav? Not lemitzvah. What's the main purpose of a lulav? To use as a broom. Vehu shas biuro vekilkulo v'domi lanos achila. Using it as a broom is like eating, because at the time that you're destroying it, you're wearing it out, you're getting the hanah. V'alei konim mukfanim kaimi lahachi lahachi v'hilkach boser machshav asli. And alei gefanim, right, and alei konim could be used for food or could be used only for fuel. And if it's used for fuel, it doesn't have kedusha shvius. If it's used for food, it does. So it depends on your machshava, what you gathered it for. There's certain wood that you don't use for make charcoal, but you use it as a torch, right? Madlikimbo lahoyer, use it for light. Then destroying it and getting the hanoz at the same time, so that should have kedusha shvius. So that kind of wood lahora you should have kedusha shvius in. Mashani stam etzim shall hesek b'hasokanit lebrios. Most wood, right, that's not edible, is where it's edible is a different story. But most wood that's not edible is used for charcoal, not for torches. The stam and lav lahayr kami, and the stam not made for using for the flame. Hilkach lo nachsabu kedusha shvius meikara v'afil lochten lahayr. And therefore, since stam, they're made for making charcoal. Even if you intended to use them for torches, but la daite. Mashenkin, the other ones were stam for this and for that. So it depends on your machshava. But stam etzim are always for charcoal. So even though you decided to use it as a torch, your das is bottle and it doesn't make kedusha shvius. Mara says, this is what Rashi's etzim the hasaka. Omar Rava, stam etzim. The etzim lahasaka tanoihi, and this halacha of etzim that are used for charcoal is a machlokas tanoi. The Tanya, ein mosrin perishvius lo lemishra velo lechvusa. Right, you can't use perishvius for washing. You can't use it as a detergent, because again, hanasan ubiurim is not shoda, because you get the hanah when you wear the clothing, and the destruction of the shvius thing is when you put it into the washing machine. So the hanoi and the biur don't come at the same time. Rabbi Yossi Omer Mosin, you could use Shemitah, Kedusha Shvius, to wash your clothes with, if that's what it's all made for. Again, if it's that kind of thing that you usually use as a detergent, you can use it as a detergent. Using it as a detergent is okay. My time at a Tanakama, the Omer Kral La'achla V'lo L'mishra V'lo L'chvusa, says La'achla, or anything similar to Achila, but not washing your clothes, where the hanah and the biur don't come at the same time. Even though Tosus points out that dyeing clothing, you could use dye. Dyes that have kedusha shvius, right, you could use them to dye clothing, because the hanah and the biur there is at the same time, because you change the clothes. It's dyed. You made a difference. But washing clothing doesn't make a difference except the guy be wearing it. There's no significant difference in the clothing. It's clean. It was dirty. You didn't change it. When you dye something, you change it. So the change happens at the time that you put the dye in, according to some other Rishonim differently. But in any case, that's the reason why it's okay. But cleaning clothing, you didn't change the clothing. They're just now clean, so you can wear them. So the hanah is the wearing, not the cleaning, the fact that the clothes is clean itself. In my time with Rabbi Yossi, so why does Rabbi Yossi you can use Shemitah produce for washing, and therefore the same would be something that's only fit for washing clothing would either have kedusha shvius or not, according to these 2 days. Right? Omar kro lochem lechol tzorcheicha. You could use it for anything. Ba'afilu l'mishra kvusa, even for washing clothing. Later on, the Gemara will say if you can use it for anything, you can use it for anything. Why dafka washing or clothing? Then there shouldn't be any limitation of what you can use Shemitah for. Gemara will discuss later where we know that it's only certain kinds of things. Gemara says the Tanakhama Okshiv Lachem, Lice, according to the Kamak Azos Lachem, why doesn't he include things that are used for washing clothing? Ha'u Lachem Dumya De'Lachla. No, it has to be Lachem La'achla. It has to be similar to the kind of Hanoa that of Achila. Misha Nosu B'Yurushava Yotsu Mishra U'Kvusa Shanosu Achar B'Yura. Right? That excludes things where the Hanoa comes after the destruction, like using it for cleaning clothing. Rav Yossi, Oksiv L'Ochla, I Rav Yossi, it says L'Ochla, what does he do with that? Right, if it's L'Ochem, L'Chol Tzorcheichem, so what do you need L'Ochla for? Ha'humi boyle L'Ochla v'lo l'melugma. There are things that you can't use it for, like a melugma, right? Kiritanya, which means a refua. Can't use it for medicinal purposes. Kiritanya L'Ochla v'lo l'melugma. You can eat it, but you can't use it for medicine. After Omer la'achla v'lo l'malugma o eno ela lo l'kvusa, right? Maybe no. Maybe it excludes using it for washing clothing, not medicine. Why is medicine worse l'gabi shvius than washing your clothing with it? Shu'omer lachem hari l'kvusa omer. No, since it says lachem, that's marbe things even not eating, meaning even washing your clothes. But since it said la'achla, it limits it and not medicine. So why taka omer? Mani makayim la'achla la'achla v'lamalugma. My umayra isha l'rabos ha'sam kvus l'otzi ha'sam lugma. Why is using it to wash your clothes better than using it for medicine? Marba, just finish off the thought. Marba ni esa kvusa sheshova b'choladam. Everybody has to wash their clothes, but not everybody has to take medicine. Not everybody's sick. So it's not lochem. It's not a widespread across the board hanoah for everybody to use it as medicine. But it's a widespread across the board hanoah to use it for washing your clothes, because everybody equally has to wash their clothes, right? Motzi mar banisakfusa sheshava b'chol adam, umotzi asamalugma she'eno shava l'chol adam, only for people who are sick. Okay, Rash. Hachi garsina etzim dasoka tanoihi. This the shaila weather etzim lahasoka. Eitzim, where you're going to make it into charcoal, and then get the hanoah, whether that has kedusha shvius or not, is a machlokas tanoi. That's how Rashi has the gears. The eitzim da'asoka gufayu shanosim achar biurim tanoi. It's a machlokas tanoi, whether things where the hanoah comes after the biur, whether they have kedusha shvius or not. Inahogabu shvius ilo. And if it has kedusha shvius for something else, could you use it for that if it's all made for that? The ikatana the dorish lachem dumya de lachila lemute kol shanoso acher biyurok and derashin leel. There is a tana holds, like we said till now, that only things where the hanoah and the biur come together that has a kedusha shvius, and only those kind of hanoahs can you use for things that have kedusha shvius. Mehi drasha imut eitzim, and from that drasha we exclude wood, because most wood is used for what's it called, for making charcoal. Not for light. And Lamela, even if you decide to use it for light, Botla Daite, and Lamela, what's it called, Eitzim don't have Kedusha Shvius. The Ika Deloma Mayit Minei, El Adover Shein Hanosu Shova B'Choladam. However, there is a Tana who learns differently. He doesn't learn to exclude something where the Hanoah and the Beer don't come together. But he says, even if the Hanoah and the Beer are not together, it still has Kedusha Shvius. What is excluded? Something, the Hanoah is not something equal to all people. Only certain people need that Hanoah. That's excluded. There in Kedusha Shvius doesn't apply to that. If the only Hanoah you can get out of the thing is something that doesn't apply to all people, like things that are only for medicine. Kigom Malugma, the Ziluf Afiktoizen. Later on, Gemara is going to add two other things. Ziluf and Afiktoizen, things that are made for vomiting. Right? They are, what are they called? There's a word for it. What? Things that, expectorants, right? Things that are, that make you vomit. And ziluf is for what's it called, for using to make a nice smell. And that also, only rich people do that. V'ani shamakim rabosai, shoyugorsim ustam eitzim lahasoka ninu tanoihi. Rashi said that was another girs in the Gemara, that if stam eitzim are meant for hasoka, is a machlokas tanoihi. Not whether eitzim that are used for asoka, do they have kedusha shvius or not? That's a machlokas tanoim. The machlokas tanoim is, do we say this rule that most wood is used for fuel of charcoal
and not for lying. That in itself is a machlokas tanoim, right? And the ma'isa, it doesn't fit with the Gemara. Tosus and other Rishonim have a way of understanding it. If that girsa, Rashi says the girsa can't be. The chen kosa b'chol asvarim, and in most of the Gemaras it says that girsa, not the girsa we have. The torachti min the urai, from the time I was young, I tried b'chol tzidei shitas hashas liyashva. I tried to, that's a call to resolve how that fits in to this Gemara. Kefi divreya veini yochol. The ma'isa, I never was successful. Right, umatzasi girsa zuba sefer ksav yodo sharabenu gerishim ben Yehuda menuchasu kavod. I found that girsa in the Gemara of Rabbeinu Gershom, right? Ubesay the Yeshua shall Rabbeinu Yitzchak bar Menachem kasu veinu muga. And on that girsa, right? So called Rabbeinu Yitzchak bar Menachem wrote veinu muga. It's wrong. It's a faulty girsa. The chen ni Rabbeinu, and I also agree that there's no way of being miyashiv, and therefore the girsa should be as we have that. Not if stam etzim is lahasaka is a machlokas tanoim, but stam etzim that are lahasaka, right? There's a machlokas tanoim whether they have kedusha shvius or not. Okay. Ein mosim peris shvius lo v'toch mishra. You can't put it in, use it for detergent. Lishros pishton b'yayin shel shvius. For instance, you can't use wine of shvius to soak pishton, right? To make it fit. That's how you bleach it or whatever. Or not to use to wash your clothing. Yayin has the power, we know from Shabbos, that you can clean clothing with wine. Probably he's talking, Tosa says, with white wine. Right? It's like vinegar. So you can clean your clothing. Unless you have red clothing, you can clean it with red wine too. Mishro kfusa nosim achar biura. Right? And it's talking where the wine, let's say, is nifso from achilas adam, but now still could be used for cleaning clothing. Still, you can't use it to clean clothing because it's not the hanah you can get from kedusha shvius. And something that only can be used for that doesn't have kedusha shvius altogether, because ein hanosim will be urim shabbat. Because here the hanah comes after you destroy it. Shemisho sheshora begodim o apishtin b'yayin sho achas nisbor v'avidlo. As soon as you soak the clothing in the wine is destroyed. Right? It becomes unedible. And you don't get the hanah from it till you wear the clothing. Limalugma lerefua, for medicinal purposes. Mar bani sakfusa sheshava becholodim shakol tzrichim. Everybody has to wash their clothes. Kimo achila sheshava becholodim. It's like food. Everybody has to eat. Malugma she'eno shava becholodim. But when it comes to medicine, she'ein hakol cholin. Not everybody's sick. Not everybody has to take medicine.